Tuesday, September 6th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Rader. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, we recently did a Today in Perspective on President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. Interestingly, we almost immediately got a response from one of our listeners asking about a related subject. This individual also accrued debt, yet through a 2007 law, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, this individual found that they too could reduce the payback of their loan. Our listener inquired, is this the right thing to do? This person is now wrestling with the fact that maybe I am in the wrong if I don't pay back this loan in full.
So let's take a look at that particular provision in that program in 2007. It's not that you don't pay back the loan. That program is really designed to give you another way to pay back your loan. You'll know that sometimes you have a debt to someone and you can have a payback in kind. In other words, not with money, but with services, or not with money, but some real estate, not with money, but some service. And that's what that was designed to do. Now, it can be argued whether the government should do such programs or not. But the idea of the program is there are certain jobs and there are certain places where certain jobs need to be done, and they're not profitable financially. So when people graduate from college with those skills and get those jobs, they usually go to the places or go to do the jobs that make the money in a capitalist society, and that's understandable. But we need doctors in rural areas. And so this program was designed that if you go to certain places and engage in certain jobs, identified jobs, and you give certain amount of your time, that then reduces your debt. Tom, people may even remember when we talked about universal health care, I gave a three-point suggestion from a Christian World and Life View, and one of those points was to establish public health clinics and to secure doctors for public health clinics in underserviced neighborhoods or areas like rural areas. Personally, I don't see that as a dismissal of debt or as the government paying a debt that you inappropriately incurred. In the lower economic strata of our society, those with student loans are about 8%. The vast majority of those with student loans are found in the top 20%. Of the economic. So this is really a benefit not for the poor, it's a benefit for the rich. But what happens in this other plan of 2007 is bringing benefits to people through those who work in nonprofit organizations or in particular areas or in particular jobs that college graduates don't naturally go to. So they go and they serve there for a period of time, and by doing so, these people get services. The common good is advanced through this economic incentive. Now, whether that program is valid or not in a conservative view of economics, that's another discussion. But the point is that this is not the dismissal of debts or putting debts on other people to pay for you. This is a way to work off your debt and is a payment in kind. So that would be my answer. I think it's valid to participate in that program. That's another means whereby you're paying off your debt by working in that nonprofit or in that job or in that locality for the common good.
Harry, let's look at this from a different angle, this whole idea of debt and forgiveness of debt. Let's go to the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. What does that tell us about debt?
Yeah, well, that tells us two things about debt. Number one is debt ought to be paid. And if not, you forgive somebody. How do you forgive somebody? By taking the debt yourself. So we are to forgive others as we have been forgiven. Forgive our debtors even as we have been forgiven. Well, how did we get forgiven? We had a debt that the wages of our sin had incurred against the glory of God. And God forgives us. How? By dismissing the debt? No. By putting our debt on our neighbors? No. He didn't dismiss the debt. He redeemed us from the debt. He paid the debt. And that's what it means when you forgive your debtors. It's not that you wipe out the debt. It's that you pay the debt. You take it upon yourself. With all due respect, in the present program that President Biden is promoting, he has no skin in that game. What they're going to do is they're going to make the taxpayers, and as I said, the vast majority of the people in the lower strata, everybody says this is something to help the underprivileged, this debt forgiveness. Only 8% of those in the lower economic strata have student loans. And a third of these debts are in the top 20% of the economic strata. So this is actually a benefit to the influential and those who have the means to pay it. It is not a poverty-reducing initiative. But even more precisely, you don't dismiss the debt. It's somebody else has to pay for it. And what you do when you forgive, you take responsibility. I don't see Mr. Biden taking responsibility. I don't see the congressmen and congresswomen that would vote for this take responsibility. What they're doing is they are shifting the responsibility, by and large, to those who have the least ability to take care of this debt.
Let me take you back into the Old Testament. Explain to me the year of Jubilee and how they forgave debt.
So every seventh year was the Sabbath year, and part of the Sabbath year was if there was anyone who was in economic servitude, slavery, that was called indentured servitude, what they could do at the end of the seventh year, they were forgiven of the debt. So if you had to pay their debt for them if they owed you. In the 50th year, the year of Jubilee, on the 49th year, you had the Sabbath year, and then the next year, you had a Sabbath year of all the Sabbath years, and in the year of Jubilee, everything reverted back in terms of ownership back to those as to how God had assigned it when the Promised Land was distributed among the tribes of Israel. Now, what is God teaching in this? Well, number one, he is saying, if you can't pay back a loan, here's a way you can pay it back. You can put yourself in servitude. But then he says, at the end of the seventh year, they're going to be freed. And at the end of 50 years, everything reverts back. So what do you learn? Here's what you learn. You don't use your brother's need as an opportunity to manipulate and control them. In other words, they're telling people who are in debt, do not get in debt where you have to sell yourself into servitude. Debt is not sin, but you can be sinfully in debt. Don't put yourself in that position. But if you can't pay back the debt monetarily, I'm going to make a provision of how you can properly do it. But there's a message going to the lender as well. Remember this, when you lend, number one, do not commit usury. That is, your interest on your debt is not to take the livelihood of the person. It simply should be an appropriate interest. But more than that, never lend so much that someone can't pay you back in the seven-year period. Because at the end of that period, you're going to have to forgive the debt and take it on yourself. Of course, all of this is picturing something much bigger. We have a debt we can't pay, and that is the wages of our sin. But we who had a debt we could not pay, we've got a God who is gracious, and he doesn't dismiss the debt. He pays the debt for us. That's why we sing, Jesus paid it all. Our Christian life is not a payback. Our Christian life is a declaration of our love to the one who paid it all. Now, all to him. Not I'm paying you back. I now give myself to you. You have bought me with a price. I have left the slavery of sin. Now, out of love, I've become the servant of Christ for all eternity, to the praise of his glorious grace. Now there is a secure debt by the grace of God in Christ Jesus.
It is easy to subscribe to Today in Perspective. On your smartphone or your tablet, go to your podcast icon. Type in Today in Perspective with Harry Reeder. Each and every weekday will automatically download to your device a new edition of Today in Perspective. A great way to stay in touch and never miss an edition of this podcast. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Wednesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.